Welcome to Motherhood, New Mother Trucker. Buckle up. Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. You figured out the apple, right?
Yeah, I think it went through right just fine.
Perfect. Easy peasy.
I know. That's so techy of you.
I know. And it's funny because I did like research on how to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I guess when I was young, I was like super into, or I kept up to date with technology. And now as I'm aging, it's surpassing me. Like what to do with technology is surpassing me. And then I'm like always just confused and just like frustrated trying to figure out new technology all the time. So trying to figure out this podcast so this was the easiest way for me to do it.
I mean, it's super nice that it's easy for your guests too, right? Like,
yeah,
it's not too complicated other than sending a link and, you know, so that's...
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, how's your night going?
It's really good, you know, Sunday prep before spring break is over. So it's kind of like a calm day, but baby's in bed. So
nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jalen, please tell us like a quick, like, I don't know, this introduction of yourself. It doesn't have to be anything like too crazy.
Yeah.
But anything that you kind of want to share about yourself and about your little one or whatever, please share now and then we can continue.
Sounds good. Okay. I am a new mom. I have a 16-month-old little one. And just being a mother is such an interesting part of life. It's truly, you know, the best thing I've ever experienced and all that cheesy stuff. But I'm honestly loving the roller coaster ride. So love to share more just like little tidbits and stories and stuff. But I have the sweetest little one ever. And I don't know. Did I say how I know you, Carlene?
Well, okay, so we did daycare. We worked at a daycare together.
Yeah.
So you are a school teacher now, correct?
I am, yeah.
And what grade?
I teach grade 2-3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I've been a teacher now for 7 years. And
already? Oh my God. We are getting old. Oh my God.
It actually blows my mind. I always go back and I like recount the years. I'm like, there's no way it's actually been that long, and it has.
God, I'm actually giggling to myself like it was that long ago that we worked together too.
yeah, because we worked together when I was still in university to like become a teacher, you know.
Yeah,
being at a daycare is awesome practice for that. Yeah,
it is. And working at a daycare too kind of like, I don't know, really sets in stone if you want to continue working with kids or not.
So true. And in what capacity you want to work with children, right? Like,
yes,
it's even from a daycare to like a classroom environment is so different. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because like I reflect back at just like working there, and we did some summer time and we also did some before and after school time. But it's just so interesting, like how tired the kids are when that's not even their school environment, right? So you get them at school and that's like, okay, they have to be there and all that stuff. But like the daycare environment is like, I don't know. It's completely different because you have them before that and after that. So it's like, that's just such long days for those little kiddos.
It's a big, big day. And I do reflect on some kids being before and after and how long that day was.
Adults don't have that kind of stamina. Like, you know.
Oh my God, no. No, I don't.
No. Can you imagine having a day from like 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. like every single day? Like, I don't know.
Day.
Wild, yeah.
And now too, like I remember, what did we call ourselves there? Like leaders or whatever. So being a leader and dealing with issues among kids and then issues among parents who had issues with us or with other kids or whatever. Mind you, my kid is not in daycare, but it's different to be on the other side of that and being like, being that parent maybe who had an issue with other kids or with like the daycare. You know what I mean? Like what I'm trying to say. So it's interesting to be on both sides.
It is.
And yeah.
It really is. And that's honestly, I mean, we can kind of like talk about our like care plans for our own little ones, but like personally, if at all cost I could avoid daycare, that's been my plan because I have been in the scene of it all. And don't get me wrong, there's like some amazing moments and some incredible care out there. And I like to think that I was a pretty great leader and, you know, but just seeing, I don't know, the struggles of like some of those kiddos during the day and stuff. And anyways, if I could avoid it, that's kind of our plan. You know,
Yeah.
like just being creative about like family and work schedules and just like trying to just be have my kiddo with, you know, me and
Yeah. Yep.
the people around her and all that kind of stuff. And also, thank goodness it's like way more approachable or accessible to more people now, but it's also expensive. So,
It's also expensive, and you also have to wait a freaking god long time. Like,
on a wait list.
on a wait list. And then sometimes, too, you have to like pay $50 or a certain place in town, if you know what I'm talking about, is $100. And I'm like, who is getting this $100? Am I ever going to get my kid into this daycare? But I'm looking just
Totally.
for 2 days in the future for when my second kid is here. I'm like, I can have my current little one in daycare for twice a week so I can have one-on-one time with
And
the
so
second kid.
you're so right.
Yeah, but we'll see if we ever hear back.
And honestly, that's the trickiest part of like I have a lot of, you know, close friends with little ones and they're having to pay like it for every wait list. And it's like such,
Really? Oh my
yes.
God.
Yeah, they each have like a different amount that you have to pay to put your name on. And if we ever went that route as well, we'd be looking at, you know, part-time care a couple days a week. And that's even harder to find because they like the full-time spots.
Yeah, they probably
So,
prefer. Yeah.
right? It's so tricky. So I'm like, but I only would want like 2 days a week. But
I
it's
know. It's so, I talk about this with my husband too, and he's like, so you rather like pay X amount of hundreds of dollars for childcare twice a week. But he's like, the amount of money that you're going to be working on those 2 days is just going to go right towards childcare or whatever. I'm like, I don't know what the right answer is anymore. I do enjoy my job a lot and I like the adult interactions. So I'm like willing to go back to work part time, and that's what I like because I'm able to be home a lot more. But then it's like, I don't know, we're really lucky because we have family in town and my little one goes to either, like my husband usually watches him, but if we're both working, his mom watches him.
Nice. Yeah.
Which makes it easy, and yeah, but the second kid is here, and like, I don't know what I want to do. I'm like, does she want to watch both kids at the same time? Is that gonna be like overwhelming? Who knows?
Know. And we are super fortunate. We have both sets of our, like, well, my little one's grandparents are kind of sharing care. So each of them take 2 days a week, which seems accessible for everybody and manageable. And it's so funny because like our plan is absolutely not to have a second kid. And just like personal preference, we just like cannot picture our life that way. And
Yeah,
all
that's
of our
totally
parents are,
good.
yeah, all of our parents are like, keep having more kids. Like, you know, the more the merrier. But I'm like, you're saying this, but like you are currently taking care of my one child. I would be pawning off both onto you. So like, why are you asking for more?
So I want to dive deeper into what you just said because,
Yeah.
as I don't know, when you're with someone, they always ask, okay, when's the wedding? Then you get married. Okay, when's the kid? You
Yeah.
have a kid. And they're like, okay, when's the second kid? It's like,
Yeah.
when, like, what does, when does it stop? Like, first of all, like, stop asking if we're going to have kids or not.
Yeah.
Second of all, if we're having like a kid, it's okay to have one child
Yeah.
or no kids at all, you know? And like people will dive into it more and be like, well, why? And then it's like, this is what we want as a family.
I know it's so funny because it's like our forever struggle on that topic because, like you said, it's just automatic, and I'm so bad for it personally. Like I don't even like when people ask me that, and it like spews out of my mouth when I meet other people. Like if I'm passing you at the grocery store, I'd be like, "When's the next one?" Like it's automatic.
It is automatic.
It's insane, but at the same time, like I always feel like this need to like come up with all these justifications for only wanting one. And I'm like, sure, nature could give me a second one, but that's like totally not our plan. We like just picture our life with one. There's just like a lot of pros to one. And you have to be a diligent parent to an only child to make sure that they are like not a typical only child, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But like it's just like worth it for us, and just like the lifestyle that one provides is fantastic,
Yeah.
and more families like these days are going that route. But for some reason, we still like to ask those nosy questions. You know what I mean?
I know, and I catch myself too, like meeting other women too, be like, oh, like, have you guys thought about kids yet? You
Yeah.
know what I mean? But it's like, is this an acceptable topic to talk about? Yes or no? Who knows? Like maybe if you know the person well enough, sure, but I don't know. It gets up in the air because you do not know what that woman has been through. Is she trying to have kids and can't? Is she infertile? Has she just started and it's going great or not going great? Maybe she has her tubes tied. Like you don't know
Really.
the background of it really, but
I
I
do
don't
think
know.
we're getting better with it all. Like we're having more conversations, and there's people are a lot more open about just their experiences and like getting pregnant and all that stuff. So I feel like we as a generation are going to be better at it, and we're going to be more cautious and careful. But there's something about it all that is, it's so automatic.
So
But
automatic, yeah.
right? It's like, oh no, like stop, we have to be careful because some people like really struggled getting there, and asking about another one could be like triggering or whatever. Like
Totally.
we were really fortunate, it was like an easy process. But then I've also heard personal experiences where the second time around was tricky. So you just never know. You just never know. Your bodies are just so, they just do what they want to do, you know?
They do. And like you said before, like when you were asked if you were having more, like you had to justify your answer on why you only wanted one. It's like, this is what I want. I don't have to justify it to you that I just want one.
It's so true. I have like these automatic answers that I just I like feel like I have to prep prior to. I'm like, oh, because of our lifestyle. Oh, we like to travel. Oh, we really just love her, and everything went really smoothly with her. So we just like know the next time around won't be that good. Like, we just like have automatic answers that we just have to say. I'm like, why can't we just be like, we want one. That's
We
it.
want one. We're a family. We're complete
Yeah.
with one kid.
Yeah, and families come in all shapes and sizes these days, and we know that. Yeah, I would never walk up to a family of five and be like, "Whoa, why'd you do
Whoa, you should get your tubes tied. Can you
that?"
imagine?
Yeah, slow down.
Like something ridiculous like that, like you would never do.
Yeah, it's so funny, but
But just like, sorry, go ahead.
I honestly just like. I do have quite a few friends who are choosing one, and they're like, I feel like I just need to like pass the phone to you when my mother asks me why I want another one. I'm like, yeah, I got it right now. But more and more people are kind of just deciding like one is great. Like that's, there's
you
no,
know what? Yeah. On top of that, like, I don't know. I reflect on my great grandmother's kids.
Mm-hmm.
She had seven, six
yeah.
or seven. And then like, it was normal at that time to have multiple kids, and now we're in today's society where it's acceptable to have one child.
Yeah, it's definitely like every generation like cuts in half. Like same with my grandparents, their generation was like seven kids, and then
mm-hmm.
you know, parents' generation was like anywhere from 2 to 4.
Yeah,
and then when they had kids, I feel like, you know, our generation was a lot of twos, like a lot of families of two kids. And so naturally, we're kind of cutting in half. And there's lots of families who even choose not to have any.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. But then they get backlash. Backlash yep. with no kids. Backlash with just one.
Yep. Backlash with two. Backlash with what, which your age gap you choose between your two.
Oh my God. I know. I know.
I bet you're
I remember. Oh my God. Yeah. Like when my second one will be born.
Yeah.
They will be like 21 months apart ish. Yeah. And everybody's reaction is, oh my God, 2 under 2. Good right. luck. That's going to be nuts. Oh my God. 2 under 2. I'm like, thank you so much for adding, I don't know, extra anxiety to whatever I already am experiencing.
Yeah. I know, the classic, like if you have 2 under 2, it's like, oh my gosh, like get ready for it. If you have definitely. Like 3 year age gap, it's like, oh well, I wonder if they'll be close enough in age.
I know, or like, why did you wait so long?
Yeah.
Or like, you can't fucking win.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't win.
No.
Nope, you can't.
It's, there is no winning. That's, I guess you just nailed it right there. And honestly, if you don't know what you're having yet, if you get two boys, the only thing you're going to experience is, are you going to try for a girl?
That's actually what we're experiencing right now. It's because we find out the gender Tuesday.
Okay.
Obviously be happy with whatever.
Yeah.
But we were already getting that thing where it's like, oh my God, if you have another boy, are you going to try for a girl? It's like,
yeah.
We don't even know the gender yet before yes. we are asking.
See, these are automatic sentences that people just say.
Yeah.
They just come out. And
I know.
And like I said, I feel like I would be guilty of that. If I like saw you at the grocery store, I would probably ask you that. Like it comes out. Why are we like this?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why. It's a, I don't know. Is it acceptable? Is it not acceptable? Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, but like the second time around my pregnancy, I've been more sick. Mm. I remember talking to my MD on the phone. She's like, well, it could be twins.
No.
I'm like, what? She's like, I didn't want to scare you. She's like, maybe like 9 out of 10 times, it's pretty much one baby. I'm like, okay, so there's a 10% chance that you're telling me I might have twins. I'm like, I don't know. Like, kudos for those families who were able to do twins.
Yeah.
For some reason, that thought really, after going through what I've been through already,
mm-hmm.
having twins really fucking scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the thought of twins, it really makes me sick. Yeah, I can't imagine. And like, honestly, there's so many pros to like twins. And but mm-hmm. honestly, if your plan is not to have 3 kids and your second pregnancy is twins, well,
mm-hmm.
that's it, you know.
Yeah, or if we try for that girl the third time,
boom, yeah,
twins, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Oh, are you on like some sort of book?
Yes. Okay, there's a
so
few.
There's like the mommy form.
Yeah.
And I remember this was like maybe a year ago or so, like close to. And this mom posted and she was like, I'm looking for advice or recommendations for treating heartburn. I am pregnant with twins again.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm having a really hard time with heartburn. And my heart sank when she said again. And
What?
it's funny because I always tell this story to, like, I don't know, friends or like people that I meet who also have kids. I'm like, she had two sets of twins. And then this one person was like, yeah, I know her. And they were 2 years apart. So she had four kids after four.
That woman needs a trophy, truly. And like, what an amazing, unique experience. And I mean, there's a probably so many pros to what she experienced, but like,
Yes.
if I could choose, that would not be my choice.
But if you want two kids, you get it
Yeah.
over and done with, right?
Yeah,
Pro.
sure. Could be a lot of pros to that.
Lot of pros. But for some reason, to me, it really freaked me out, or
Yeah.
like it freaks me out.
Well,
I don't know.
I even just watched a woman just we were just walking the streets in Victoria, and this woman was, getting her twins out of her car and into her stroller, and like she's going on both sides of the vehicle, and she's got two really little ones and like buckling them up, and I'm just like, wow. Like when they say you have your hands full, they are not joking. Like just the thought of, okay, it's natural to have like a toddler and then like a baby because like one can walk and the other one you can carry. Like there's something, natural about those age gaps. But two that are the exact same age, two little ones, just like day-to-day activities, it just adds a layer of complication and difficulty, Just impressive, that's all.
It is impressive because they find a great routine that works for them and they just get into it and they know what works best for them. But I feel like I have my hands full with one kid.
Yeah. And the cutest little guy you ever could see, but
Oh.
you're similar age to my little one. So
I
they
think
should,
they're like, what, a week-ish or 2 weeks
I
apart?
think they are. They're so close. Are you technically October? Or
We
is it?
are middle of November.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think we're like 10 days apart then. It's kind of wild. But this age has been like an absolute blast. Like I'm absolutely like she's so busy, but she's just such a little person. Like my husband and I looked at each other this evening. We were just like pointing out numbers and like colors, and she like knew them. I'm like, where did you learn?
Wow, that's awesome.
Just like their little brains just blow us away right now.
It truly does. And what they can soak up, remember, or learn, it's like, oh my God, I need to watch my fucking mouth around him because he's soaking everything in.
So true. I feel like there's so many things where like when she was little, I'd be like, I don't know, listening to some songs or like watching some shows. It's like, oh, it doesn't really matter. But no, I feel like now it is like, this is it. This is the cutoff. Like
But it's like so cool to see them develop and the things that they learn too. Like today, my little one spilt some of his milk on the floor. He goes over to the paper towel, points at it.
yep.
So I rip off a thing, give it to him, and he literally goes over and puts it on the freaking spill. I'm like, what is this?
That happened actually this week, and my mind was blown because she was walking with a cup of water, and she dropped it and spilt it. She walked over to the dish towel on hanging on the stove, and then put it on the spill. I was like, "How do you know things? Like they just watch in like our every move, and it's just incredible, truly."
It is incredible. It is incredible. Yeah, it's such a cool age. Like he is like ripping around, running, literally running now.
Yeah.
Like climbing on stuff and just like, yeah, he's so great.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
But it makes me like reflect on the first 4 months of his life and how difficult it was with the lack of sleep.
Yeah.
And I remember the first 4 months, I'm like, I can't wait till he's older. I can't wait till he's older. And like, now we're here.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really took for granted how small he was and how much of a like human potato he was
Yeah.
in the first couple months. So like in that regard, like I'm really excited to welcome the second baby because I get those baby snuggles again. And when you pick them up, they do like that baby scrunch.
Yeah.
You know, and like I'm really looking forward to that again because this will most likely be our last kid.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to those moments that I took for granted with my first one.
That's really awesome. I feel like that's so fair. Because we kind of went into all of this like with the plan of one, I was really like aware of all those like little moments, and of course like I forget so many of them, but like in those moments when they're just like bad moments and they're, you know, you're so tired and all that stuff, I would always be like, it's not forever, like, and I would just like kind of do that self-talk, but also knowing that like I will miss these moments, like even though they're hard. And so I have a little less of that, like missing that stage, because I knew that that probably was the last time anyways. So just being like hyper aware of that. I remember being like 9 months plus pregnant, and my principal at work was like, I bet you're just counting down the days. And I was like, I'm actually really not. Like, I'm uncomfortable and, you know, all the list of things, but like I am enjoying this and I know I'm going to miss it. And so I'm really just trying to soak it all in. And he was like, wow, that's a really good mindset. And I was like, it's because I may never do it again.
Yeah. It's like you go in there with a different mindset. Like, this is going to be my last.
Yeah.
But mind you, some other women probably be like, I'm only having one kid and pregnancy really sucked.
Yeah. And like making a decision like that, like prior to, I don't know, helps you just like reflect on those moments instead of if you did have just like a totally rough first year of their life and like, and then you're just like, I can never do this again. Maybe later you might be like, oh, I actually do miss those like moments. I don't know. It just kind of depends on your family planning and stuff.
Yeah. And they always say too, like you kind of forget, and that's why people have more kids. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how true that is, but to be honest, my husband and I, our plan was to have three kids.
Yeah.
And then after our experience with one and how much of a handful he was, we're like, we would be comfortable with two.
Yeah.
And whatever happens in the future, if we welcome a third, great, you know?
Yeah.
But right now in our lives, we're comfortable with two.
That's awesome. So
yeah,
having that mindset going into your second, you may, I don't know, take those extra moments and just like, you know, soak it in, just having that in mind that like this could be the last time. And then you have another one bonus. That's awesome.
Yeah. So just trying to soak it up now. And yeah, and it's kind of cool to experience this pregnancy because sure, there are similarities, but it's so different from the first. And
yeah,
like, you already know the second kid is going to be so different.
So different. I don't know anybody who has said that their second kid was the same, you know?
The exact same. I know.
That is impossible. Like, it's just, you can have a set of twins and they could be completely different. Yeah. Sleepers, eaters, and whatever.
I know. And I know this is like unfair for me to say, but like my little one does not sleep well.
Yeah.
He's improved so much. Don't get me wrong. And we're at a great point now that he's sleeping well, knock on wood.
Yeah.
But we're like, okay, if he didn't sleep well, I've been hearing that the second kid does sleep well.
Yes.
But I don't want to set that expectation.
That is honestly one of our larger fears, is because our little one was, I'm so sorry, but an incredible sleeper, Carlene. Like, she
you
was,
know what, Jalen, it's like, totally so fine. Good. Because My husband would
Like,
come home from work telling me
yeah.
stories about how well your little one sleeps. I'm like, fuck.
I know. I know. And I was like, wow, like we were so fortunate. And so we're like, we just know that if we had another kid, that would be the complete opposite. It would be like the payback times 100. 'Cause we were just like, wow, we were so lucky with her.
Well,
God.
I hope that will be my experience, but if it's not, it is what it is. I already know
Yeah.
what to do. But
Yeah.
if
It's so funny.
it is, that's like it's definitely a great gift is sleep.
Yeah. It's so funny 'cause like we, I put in quotations, but like we sleep trained her. But I say this to my husband. I'm like, I feel like I'm like so good at sleep training. Like I'm like just a pro at it, but I just know it's actually nothing to do with me. Like it was, like I feel like just like I could write a book about it. Like these are all the tips. But it's nothing to do with me. Like it was her. Like she carried the weight of that and made me feel just like a pro parent. It's not the I just know.
It's so funny because like when we have like super good days and we had an excellent day today, it's like this wasn't so bad. But when you hit those hard days, it's like this is so hard. I'm counting down the hours for nap. I'm counting down the hours for bedtime, and I'm going to bed right at 8.
I know. Like some of those days are like, okay, they're in bed at like, it's between 7 and 8, and though that's the hours where like it's you time. It's like, you and your partner, it's, get all the stuff done around the house. And there's so many days where we're just like, you want to go straight to bed and watch some TV? Yep. Like that is all my brain is like willing to do. Everything else can wait.
Dishes, cleaning, whatever. I'm
Yeah.
like, I just want to eat ice cream and watch The Office in bed with you.
Literally my life. Yeah.
Jalen, thank you so much for coming on for this episode. It was so great to catch up. It's been too long.
I know. It was awesome. It's been 7 years, Carlene.
I know we're getting old. My God. I can't believe that still. 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh, and I still reflect on my time at the
Yeah, that was a good time. It was awesome.
was, yeah, a lot of good times. Yeah, poor kiddos putting in long days. No
I know.
wonder they always had outbursts.
I know, right? It's
It
only
makes sense.
bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me. This was a blast.
Thank you for listening to episode 2. Please join us for episode 3 on May 16th.